blessed Lord and Savior. Amen. Let us pray as we consider the Word of God today. We pray, Lord, richly bless the hearing, the preaching, the teaching, the understanding, the believing of your Word. Send the Holy Spirit to help us, to concentrate. Teach us of yourself, Lord, that we know truly who we are, redeemed, saved children of God. Help us to hear now and to learn, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Today I want to talk about a mystery, a deep, complex mystery. This is a mystery that philosophers and scientists and others have tried to unravel, to explain for hundreds and thousands of years, a deep, complex mystery. Guess what I want to talk about? The human being. Just who are we as human beings? Why are we here? Today is Holy Trinity Sunday, and the Trinity, of course, is a mystery too. And on Holy Trinity Sunday, we thank and praise God that He's given us His name. He's told us who He is. This is grace right there. That the incredible, omnipotent, all-present God, the Almighty God, would tell us who He is and give us His name. I've told the kids in confirmation, it's kind of like you trying to tell a mouse your name. You have a pet mouse and you tell your mouse your name and you love that mouse and try to get that mouse to say your name back. Who cares about a mouse? A mouse isn't worth it. I just squish a mouse. That God would humble Himself and love us to give us His name and tell us who He is. And God does that. We have Trinity Sunday and we say the Athanasian Creed, one of wonderful hymns about the Trinity. God tells us His name not just so that we have some intellectual academic knowledge of God. Oh, I got God figured up my head, now let's move on. But God gives us His name, tells us who He is so that we have a relationship with Him. That we would love Him. And more so know He loves us. That we would put our trust in Him and follow Him. Want a relationship with Him, worship Him, call upon His name in prayer and praise. That's why He gives us His name, that we might know who to call upon. And God gives us His name. This is very important. God gives us His name, tells us who He is, so that we know who we are. It's all unraveled. This is who I am and why I'm here. And I say we only know who we really are as human beings when we really know who God is. In our relationship to God, because God tells us who we are. So if we don't know and believe in the one true God, we never really know who we are or why we're here. And we're a mystery. But when we know and believe the Trinity, the three in one, then we know that we too are, if you will, three in one. For God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, each person gives us an identity. The mystery is unraveled. This is who I am and why I'm here. God tells us. We are Trinitarian, if you will, too, in a much smaller sense. One person, yet three identities. God the Father would teach us, remind us, that we are the first among creatures. Just like He's the first person of the Trinity, we too are first. We are first among all creatures. We're above the animals and vegetation, the whales. We're above the lions and the tigers, above the apes. We're the first of creation, the crown of God's creation, made in God's image. Of course, what is the work of God the Father? The work of God the Father, simply put, we say, is creation. God the Father made me in all things. And so as we think about God the Father, we think of the wonders of creation. Oh, wow, the sun, moon, and stars, the galaxies, it's incredible. All the mountains and the hills and all the flowers and the animals, the ocean, that's just incredible. What God has made is marvelous. How great Thou art. Say it with me. How great Thou art. Wow. We praise Him for all that, but above all, we praise Him that He made me. He made me, and He knew me before the creation of the world, and formed me in my mother's womb, the Bible says. He made me just as I am, formed me in my mother's womb, gave me my eyes and my ears and my hair, gave me my personality, give me all other gifts. He made me, and therefore I am special. Say that. I am special. That's our first identity. I'm the crown of creation, made in the image of God, outlined and sketched after God Himself, given a soul which the plants and the animals do not have. They're a wonderful creation. God loves them too. But we're higher. We're made in God's image. They are not. The first among creatures. And dear friends, this is something that we all need to know, but especially we got to pass this on to our children these days. No one here is an accident. No one here is a blip on the screen. No one here is a nobody. I'm a nobody in life. I have no purpose. Nonsense. We need to teach children, and we need to know ourselves as adults, that we are special. And we are special not just because we make good grades. Or half of us aren't special, are we? Not because we're a great athlete. Or a lot of us aren't special because we're not great athletes. Not because we can sing. Or because we're pretty. Or we're popular. Or we're a cheerleader. Or we play in the band. All those things are fine. We got to teach our kids, you are special simply because God made you. And all those other things are great. But you are important and you're the apple of God's eye simply because He made you and formed you. I am special. First of creatures. In the last 10, 20 years, the suicide rate in America has increased by 300%. 300%. Once every minute, someone attempts suicide in America. So 30 people have attempted it while we've been worshiping approximately. 20 succeed every day. It's the number two cause of death among teenagers. Why are people killing themselves? Well, there are many complicated reasons that I can't go into, but I have a hunch this is one big reason. Self-esteem. A lot of people just don't know who they are to the basic core of their being. They think they might be an evolved ape. I'm just an evolved ape, a product of evolution. I'm no more important than the rat that's down on my cellar. No more important than the chicken over there. That's what the world tells me. I'm a product of evolution. Why am I here? I have no purpose. I'm just floating around. Don't know where I'm going. And so when trials come, tribulations come, maybe I'll consider killing myself. Who knows? We need to teach. We're special. You're made by God. You have a purpose. Yes, life is hard, but God made you. God loves you, okay? You're special. I am special. One more time. I am special. Our first identity with the mysteries unravel. Then there's God the Son. And God the Son teaches me, I am saved. Say that louder. I am saved. I am a saint. I am a saint. What is the work of God the Son? All right, if you don't get this right, you're going to get a hymnal thrown at you. I clobbered Bill Hunzie today. Not really, but I threatened to because he didn't know what the work of God. No, he knew what the work of God the Son was. The work of God the Son is salvation. The great work of salvation. We've just went through the entire first half of the church here, all about Jesus. The second half's about Jesus too, for that matter. But He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. Why? For me, for my salvation. Suffered under Pontius Pilate. Why? For my salvation. Was crucified, died, and was buried. Why do you do all that? For my salvation, to save me, a poor, miserable sinner. Descended into hell. Third day rose again. Why? For my salvation. For me, He did that. Not just to show off, but for me, He did that. Rose again on the third day. Ascended, sit at God's right hand, will come again in glory. We confess that and confess that in the Apostles' Creed all the time, Nicene Creed. Why? For my salvation, that my sins be forgiven, that I be reconciled to God. God doesn't count my sins against me. I'm forgiven and saved. A saint, holy and righteous in God's sight, that I be with God forever. The work of salvation. You know, today is Holy Trinity Sunday. But as I asked in Bible class today, you have a You should get the answer, Pat. Who else is holy? I am. We could call today Holy Me Sunday. For God does not just sit back and say, I'm holy. Look at how holy and wonderful I am. The hell with you. Is that what He did to Isaiah? Isaiah rightly said, woe is me, I'm going to die. I saw the holy God, I'm going to die. And what did God do? Yeah, go to hell, buddy. You're a sinner. Get out of my sight. God touched His lips with a burning coal. You're forgiven, Isaiah. Remind us of communion. Touches our lips with the body and blood of Jesus. You're forgiven. You're saved. God is not holy, so He just shows off His holiness. He gives us His holiness. It's a gift to us. His righteousness is a gift to us as we believe in Jesus. He shares His righteousness with us His holiness with us, His love with us, all through Christ, that we be holy and righteous. It's Holy Me Sunday too. I'm holy because of the blood of Jesus, righteous because of the blood of Jesus. My baptism washes me and cleanses me. You know, there's a survey done on the radio. They were asking a hypothetical question. If you were out in the middle of the ocean and you were stranded out there, your boat sunk or whatever, and then you had a life raft, and you know, only 10 people could fit in the life raft, but you had a lot of other people that needed to be saved, would you give up your spot on the life raft for such and such person? And they asked, would you give up your spot on the, would you give up your spot on the life raft and jump in the ocean and be eaten by sharks for a child? Would you give up your spot for a child? 75% said they would. I don't know what the other 25% are thinking. They must have been children themselves, I'm guessing. Would you give up your spot for your wife? I would. She'd make me give up her spot. Give up my spot, okay? Only 67, 2 out of 3 men said they would do that. Come on, what's the other third of the men doing? Wouldn't give up your spot for your own wife? Would you give up your spot for Madonna? 8%. Nobody likes Madonna, I guess. You know, we don't want to give up our spot. We don't want to give up our life. Jesus gave up His spot. Gave up His life. That we all be in the great life raft called the church, headed to heaven. He did it for anybody and everybody. All sinners. And then the third person of the Trinity is the Holy Spirit. And He, if you will, teaches me that I am third. I am the first among creatures. Special. Creation of God. I am, if you will, second in heaven. Right behind God the Father. I'm with the Son. Second place is good enough for me. Right there under the Father. With the Son and the Holy Spirit, if you will. Saved and redeemed, the Holy Spirit would teach me I am third, just like He is the third person of the Trinity. He would teach me, remind me, I'm here to be a servant now. I'm here to be a servant. God is first, others are second, I am third. One of my favorite football players ever, Gale Sayers of the Chicago Bears, wrote an autobiography called I Am Third, saying God's number one, others are number two, and I am third. Very, very good, Gale Sayers, that's very correct. That's the great gift of the Holy Spirit, to mold us into servants. The Spirit's work is faith. He gives me faith in my baptism. I'm reborn like John 3, the gospel lesson. He keeps me in the faith. And as I have faith then, as I trust in Christ, then He's ever transforming me, molding me to be like who? To be like Jesus. I'm a Christian. I bear the name of Christ. I am to be a little Christ. And Christ was the ultimate servant. Humble and merciful and loving, giving His life for the sake of others. And the Spirit is ever working upon us, proud, egotistical, selfish people, to crucify that in us, that we might live anew in service to others. That's the way it was from the beginning. Love God and love others. God will take care of you. You don't have to worry about yourself. I am a servant. Students were asked, I think these were high school students or college students, they were asked a couple questions. How important is it to you to make a lot of money in your life? Well, that was 90% plus. Then they were asked, how important is it to you to have a philosophy of life that dictates how you live? 51% said that was important to them. Half of the kids really don't care what philosophy of life they have. I just want to make money. I don't care how I live. I just want to make money. That is sad. The Holy Spirit gives us our philosophy of life, and it's not money. It's called mercy. As God has shown mercy to me, I will show mercy to others. As God forgives me, I will forgive other people. As He loves me, I will love others. I will pour out my life in service to my fellow man in all that I say and do. And then I'll find myself happy. Then I'll find myself with a real purpose in life and a joy in life as I pour my life out because of what God has done for me and pouring His life out for me. So who are we as human beings? It's not really that much of a mystery. Who am I? I am special. The Father made me. I am saved, a saint, a child of God. The Son saved me. And I am a servant. The Holy Spirit sanctifies me. Praise be to the Trinity for who He is and who we are. Because of Him. Amen.